Got nothing in my brain. And we are back here from North Ark College as Mountain Home Lady Bombers are trailing 36-29 against a very, very good Springdale Harbor Lady Wildcats team, probably a top five team overall in the state. You're in the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show where comfort exceeds expectations. We've got some stats to you. Tonight's stats are brought to you by Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic. Hit us away, Spencer.
Yeah, so far on the night here at the half, Lakin Moore with 4 points. Anna McCarn has 5. Libby Faustus, 6. Jayla Yonkers, 6. Brooklyn Mitchell, 6. Addison Ferris, 2. So pretty even spread there across the board. We shot 12 of 16 from the free throw line, which is much better. Those two free throws by Addison there at the end of the half could be huge, man. It cut it from 9-7
yep.
on a play that maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. They called it, so we're going to go with it. On the other side, Brooklyn Owens with 8. McKinley Campbell has – I almost ran out of room in my stat book tracking her shots. she's got 15 points. She has played really well. She is lightning fast and has shot well from 3. Her sister, Madison Campbell, has 7. Jasmine MacArthur has 2. Lainey Henry with 2. And Jasmine Rojas with 2. The foul trouble, we mentioned it. We've got Rojas with 4. She is their post player. Lainey Henry, she came in off the bench, but she has 3. And then Jasmine MacArthur, one of their starters, she has 3. So some foul trouble could loom large here in this second half with overall as touchy as they've called this
game.
Yeah,
they've called it really tight. But let's be honest, Harbor is very physical.
Correct.
I mean, they are very physical on the defensive side of things. Rebound-wise, Mountain Home has 11 rebounds, 3 of those on the offensive side. The Wildcats' Harbor has 13 rebounds, but here's the killer stat, Spencer, 7 of those on offensive rebounds.
Yeah.
So, you know, 3 of them came on one possession there. Turnover-wise, Mountain Home had 8 in the first half, and Harbor had 7. So, you know, take a few of those, and Mountain Home shot the free throw well, and take a few of those turnovers away, and some open threes, and we're right in this game. But, you know, once again, we are here against the top five overall team in the state. We're trailing by 7 at halftime. You know, we've handled the pressure really okay. I think we've done okay with that.
Yeah, I won't be surprised at all if they don't come back in their man pressure, because it looked to me that we struggled a lot more with that man pressure. Now, maybe they don't because of the foul trouble. Because
yeah, I mean, that's
you have to be willing to play really aggressive to play a man-to-man full-court press. Now, when they do it, if they're allowed to play aggressive, they're going to be tough.
Because yeah, they are.
MacArthur and McKinley Campbell are just lightning fast. And
yeah, I mean, they are.
We've seen Jayla's pocket picked, and you know she's been around that a lot.
Yep.
And so you know that those handles are good for them to do that. So I think they'll come back. I think they'll try it. But if it's a
they'll
quick foul
first,
or something,
yep.
They're going to back up. And we didn't seem to have much trouble with that.
This is Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Report, where comfort exceeds expectations. We're going to take a short break, be back with some more setting this game up, and then we will be back shortly with second half action. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network. We are back here at North Arc College, where Mountain Home and Springdale Harbor have met in this neutral court. Big perennial girls matchup. Mountain Home trailing 36-29. Spencer, what are your keys to the second half as we're here in the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show?
Well, we've talked a lot about it already. We've got to take care of the ball. And then once we get into our half-court game, once we beat that pressure, we just need a patient offense. Really impressed so far with McCarn and Fosnes. They did what they did not do the last game I did, and that's be a presence.
Yep.
So I'd look to see, especially with their post player now with four fouls, I'd love to see us hammer it down there a couple times, then kick those out. And let's see Lakin and Jayla and Brooklyn hit some threes.
Yep, we're going to see if all that happens. Guys, we're 1 minute away from tip-off of the second, or going in the second half here. Your Lady Bombers are trailing 36-29. You've been listening to Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. You've been listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network. It will be Springdale Harbor's ball. It should have been Springdale Harbor's ball to start this second half. They didn't switch the light. I looked at it before the end of the half. They did not switch the light, but they are going to give the ball to the Lady Bombers here. First break of the second half goes Lady Bombers' way.
Let's make them pay.
That's right. Yonker is going to take the ball into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Trailing 36-29. Springdale's going to be in a zone. They're going to get the ball down low to Anna McCarn. Anna's going to go to work. Spin move. Shots up. No good, but the ball's going to come to Lakin Moore for the offensive rebound. Mitchell's going to drive the paint. She's going to kick it off to Fosnes. Fosnes is going to go up. No contact. Nothing there. She's going to get the offensive rebound. Going to go up with it as it looks like they're going to get 22 on the foul. So that's her fourth foul. That is going to go on 22 Haney. Mountain Home able to come away with three offensive rebounds on that possession, but unable to come away with points. But they do have the ball as the ball is going to be triggered in. They are going to get Anna McCarn sealing off as she's going to go down the middle of the lane and try to create her space there.
Well, it looked pretty obvious. We went to the bigs right off the bat.
Yeah, we did.
We went to McCarn and we went to Fosnes. Well, McCarn made a great move.
She did. Just didn't get able to fall. As Harbor was in the zone there, Harbor brings it across as McKinley Campbell. Mountain Home going to stay in man-to-man this half. We're going to see if we can keep up with them in man-to-man. Ball's going to be swung over to MacArthur. MacArthur back up to McKinley Campbell. She's going to set their offense up. She's going to go one-on-one versus Jayla. She's going to spin move in the lane. No good. Jayla, Libby Foss is going to come away with a defensive rebound for the Lady Bombers. Good defense there by Jayla as they are trapping quickly on Lakin Moore. But Moore gets ahead to Yonkers. Yonker brings it into the front court. Mitchell's going to have it in the left wing, and she's going to pull it out. We're going to set up our offense. Moore in the right wing. She's going to drive the paint, get to the free throw line. They're going to call an offensive foul.
That was a sellout right there.
They're going to get Lakin Moore on the offensive foul. She drove the paint. McKinley Campbell kind of stumbled and fell, and they're going to say that Lakin pushed her 650. Still no score left starting in the second half.
That's three on Lakin now. That's a tough foul. That was – and now it's like they're trying to get complete control of a game that never really was out of control in the first place.
They're going
to
call White 2. That should be her fifth. They're going to call 22 on the foul, the illegal screen.
No, number two.
Number two. Is there number two out there? Yeah, they're going to get White 2. It should have been Blue 2.
White 2's right here.
Yeah.
That is on Owens, but I didn't see her anywhere near the play. I don't know what the call was, but Mountain Home will take it. Ball's going to be passed into the left wing. Go down into the paint to McCarn. McCarn kicks it out to Yonkers. Three rolls around. No good. Ball's loose. McKinley Campbell comes away with it. I don't know the call on the other end, but they got the offensive call on two. That's Owens. Yeah. McKinley Campbell's going to step into a three. Deep three. No good. Brooklyn Mitchell skies for the rebound for Mountain Home. Ball's going to be passed ahead to Yonkers. Yonkers going to get to the paint. Go up. Take the foul, and they are going to get, looks like, Madison Campbell on the foul as Yonkers caught the ball in the paint. Good look ahead for Mitchell to Yonkers. Getting to the paint, it's just going to send her to the free throw line with 6:06 left.
Good strong move there by Jayla.
Jayla's first free throw is up. Long off the back of the iron. No good. Mountain Home trying to get the first points here this second half as we're already 2 minutes into this.
It's not on either team. It's just an ugly start to the half. There's lots of weird offensive foul calls.
Yonkers does break the 0-0 half here. She gets that second one to fall. Mountain Home trailing 36-30 with 6 minutes left in this third quarter. Ball's going to be, it's going to be an offensive foul again. White, 22. Is that five?
Who's it on?
22.
22. No, she...
That's four on 22.
Yeah, four on her.
That's Haney. They got her on the offensive foul. Mountain Home is one foul away from being in the bonus with 6 minutes left in this third quarter.
Brad, our last 9 points are from the free throw line. Getting back to that second quarter.
Well, it's going to be a deep three by Yonkers, and it's going to put an end to that. The opposite curse of the announcer here is Jayla hits a deep three. She was about 5 feet behind the three-point line. It goes in. Mountain Home within two here, 36-34. 5:39 in this third quarter. MacArthur has it up top to Owens. Owens going to try to answer the three. Rolls around. No good. Ball's going to bounce. It is going to be rebounded by Harbor. Haney's going to get it, put it back in. As Mountain Home unable to secure the miss, Harbor pulls away with the offensive rebound. Mitchell brings the ball into the half court. Harbor in a 1-2-2 zone. Yonkers gets it to the left corner. Moore up, no good. McCarn skies for the rebound. She's going to try to pull away. It's going to be a loose ball. Harbor's going to be out of there with it. McKinley Campbell going to come, and she is going to put the ball up. They're going to give Jayla Yonkers, who looked like she was set to draw the offensive foul. They're going to say she slid underneath Campbell. They're going to give Yonkers the foul, sending Campbell to the line with a chance to shoot two with 5:02 left in this third quarter.
She may have still been backing up.
I think she's a little deep.
And there was no way they were going to make that call the way it's been.
Right.
The start of this third quarter is gone.
Well, Campbell's first free throw after the foul is up and good. We got 5:02 left in this third quarter. Harbor leading 39-34 as Haney is going to take a seat with her four fouls. She's going to be Ione Henry's going to come in, who has three of her own. Second free throw by McKinley Campbell is up and good. 40-34, Harbor leads with 5 minutes left in this third quarter.
Well, you're seeing the effects of that foul trouble with them back in this zone.
Yeah, they're not in the man as Yonkers is going to get up top to Mitchell. Mitchell's going to drive, look down low, hit Yonkers. Yonkers is going to step behind a three, no good. We're going to feed Livy Fossus in low. Fossus is going to go to work against Owens. Miss the first shot, get her offensive rebound, go right back up against Owens, draw the foul this time and go to the line shooting two for the Lady Bombers.
They got Owens with the foul there.
Yep. That's three on Owens.
Yeah.
Mountain Home's post players doing work down low.
Well, they have no big right now.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah, Rojas can't come in. First free throw up by Fossus. Rolls around, no good. We've missed a couple free throws already in the second half. Second free throw by Fossus up and is good. Cuts the lead to five with 4:40 left here in this third quarter. MacArthur is going to bring the ball up for Harbor. She's going to get the ball atop the key to Owens. Owens going to step back at the free throw, extended, no good. Rebound's going to come away to number 24. Haney Haynes is going to get it in, and it's going to be a layup for Harbor. 42-35 off of the offensive rebound.
That was MacArthur there on the yep. cut and finish.
Henry did a good job finding her as Mountain Home gets it to Mitchell. Mitchell going to throw it into that free throw line extended to Yonkers. Yonkers going to miss. Rebound going to come away to Henry. Henry up quick to Campbell. Campbell ahead to MacArthur. MacArthur tries to bounce, pass it to Owens. Lakin Moore there on the turnover for Mountain Home. Moore's going to set it up. against this 1-3-1. It's going to be knocked away, but right into the hands of Anna McCarn. Anna going to put it up in two. Johnny on the spot as Dale's going to call a timeout. Coach Leonard is for the Lady Bombers. 42-37, 3:48. We're going to take it with them. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.